AircheckDownloads.com.
Radio 1 News. 2:30, Steve Annett reporting. And that's it from the Radio 1 newsroom till 3:30.
And just before we go down to Gary Davis at the Ideal Home exhibition, a motoring flash.
Travel news on Radio 1.
And it's a warning for drivers in South Wales. If you've seen the sun and you plan a trip to Porthcawl, that's all for the moment.
Thanks, Adrian. Thanks also to Simon Bates and Joan Armour Trading for the last hour.
Gary Davis.
Radio 1. 275-285 and stereo
VHF. Hi, good afternoon and welcome to the show, coming to you live from the Ideal Home Exhibition at Earls Court in London. Hope you're enjoying your Easter Monday and that you'll stay with me, Gary Davis, till 4:30 on Radio 1 on 275 and 285 and also stereo VHF. And today is the very last day of the exhibition, so we're going to have a lot of fun during the next 2 hours. To get us underway this afternoon, Status Quo.
It sounds so nice.
Well, it's a bit of a dark and dingy day here in London, which I suppose is why the Ideal Home exhibition is got a couple of people in. We've got quite a few people in here this afternoon. Have we got a few people here?
Yeah,
about two or three of them, but they're a very noisy two or three. Yeah, quite dark and dingy around London, so I suppose that's why it's very busy here. Whatever you're doing this afternoon, I hope you stay with us. Stay with me, Gary Davis, till 4:30. Got a lot of good music for you, and a lot of good things happening on the programme as well. I'll tell you more about that right after we've heard from the Eurythmics, and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. That's Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. Together they're known as the Eurythmics, and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And on the programme this afternoon, it's looking good. We've got music from Stevie Wonder, Altered Images, Kaja Goo Goo, Elton John, David Bowie and the Everly Brothers, and that's basically just to whet your appetite. We're also going to be taking a break for afternoon high tea around about 3 o'clock, so whatever you're doing this afternoon, get your butties out or whatever you're having, we're going to have tea together at around about 3. And I'm also going to be playing you some records from this week's chart 5 years ago, and a great chart it is as well. And if that's not enough, I'm going to be trying to find out what you would like in your ideal home if you had all the money in the world. More about that a little bit later on. Right now I feel like this is the latest single from a gentleman by the name of Richard John Smith. It's called Baby's Got Another.
Now my heart is on the line.
7 minutes to 3 on this bank holiday Monday afternoon. There are some strange people here who are staring at me. Sorry, I'm just staring back at them. That's Richard John Smith and his latest single, which is called Baby's Got Another. Another record now, a great oldie from 1965. This is Donovan and Colours. Isn't that lovely? That's Donovan and Colours from 1965. Got some fascinating stuff here in front of me, which will probably impress you whilst we're on the subject of colours. Do you know that frogs prefer the colour of blue? Did you know that? Well, they do. Apparently, they jump towards blue every single time. Change your life, that information. Got some other good ones here. Do you know that an onion placed in a newly painted room will soak up the odour of paint? It's very exciting. Actually, it's sort of given me an idea for a competition, which I think possibly we could get together before the end of the programme this afternoon. I'll have another think about it, and if I can get it together, we might have a few fun and games a little bit later on. Oh, this is great. Do you know the first bird domesticated by man was the goose? Can you imagine that? Yeah, goosey-goosey. Oh, that sounds quite good. And also, a psychiatric clinic in Europe is treating 5,000 mentally ill dogs a year. That is incredible. Oh, there's something wrong with my pooch here. Is something wrong with his brain? I mean, how can you tell? I could never tell. Here's Toto, Rosanna.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see you lie.
That's Toto and Rosanna. Well, I thought, seeing as we're at the Ideal Home exhibition at Earls Court in London, what I'd like to know, yes, you listening, whether you're driving or whether you're at home or whatever you're doing on this bank holiday Monday afternoon, is what would you like, if you had all the money in the world, what would you like in your ideal home? You could afford anything. I'd like to know the 5 favourite things that you would like in your ideal home. Okay, the sky's the limit, and if you fancy, just drop it down on a postcard and send it in to me here at Radio 1, and we'll read out some of your suggestions throughout the next 3 weeks, because I'm going to be looking after Steve Wright's programme in the afternoon during that period of time. What I've actually done is ask some of the people here at the Ideal Home exhibition as well to write down what they would like in their ideal home and to choose their five favourite things from what they've seen at the exhibition so far. Now, I've got one here from Emma Stewart in Surrey, who's at the exhibition. Number five would be an ice cream stand in the kitchen. Number four would be the royal wedding dress in the wardrobe, which I think that's very good indeed. Number three would be the Tiger aircraft in the garden, because there's a plane just opposite us here. Number two would be a sauna in the bathroom. Well, woman after my own heart. I don't believe them. Can I read this one out? Can I? In the bedroom, they'd like Gary Davis. The crowd here just gasped in horror. There's another one here from Catherine Randalls from Stevenage. And Catherine said, number five, she'd like a marble bathroom complete with bubble bath. Number four, a front place in the queue for the ladies' loo. crowds here. It's the most popular exhibit, you know. And number three, a motoring flash. Oh, maybe we can organise one of those for you. Number two, a racing car. And number one, well, I've only just arrived at Radio 1. I don't fancy reading this one. Yes, you can call me a coward. I don't mind. Use your imagination. It's 8 minutes to three, Bank Holiday Monday afternoon. This is Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke. Here's something that's a bit of fun. It's a true story, this. It made me laugh. It might make you laugh as well. Do you know that one of the criteria by which Miss Nude USA was chosen in 1979 was tasting clothing? That is true. Miss Nude USA, you had to wear nice clothes, you know. So, and here's Doris wearing a lovely pimple. This is the band AKA. Enjoy right after this. We're going to stop for afternoon high tea. It's 3 o'clock on Radio 1, and something that we're going to do over the next few weeks, around about this time, every single day, is have afternoon high tea. Because I think it'll just add a certain je ne sais quoi to your afternoon, really. So what we're going to do, we're going to do it properly, every single day, around about 3, and we're going to have the right music for it as well. So can you take it away, please, boys? Thank you. That's lovely. Music this afternoon provided for you by the world-famous Radio 1 String Vests. Yes, they are a string quartet. I'm afraid you can't see them at the exhibition because they're very shy. They get very stage nervous, so that's why you can't see them this afternoon. But they're hiding in the back room over there, and they are playing for us very nicely. Now, what I'd like you to do every afternoon is join me for afternoon tea. Tell me what you're going to be having for your tea, where you are when you have it, and also if you know of any unusual mouth-watering delights that you think I might enjoy for high tea, then I'd be grateful if you can tell me about them as well. Because while it's great being here at the Ideal Home Exhibition today, when I get back to Radio 1 and the BBC Canteen's Mercy tomorrow and for the next few days as well, I don't think the food is going to be as good as it is going to be this afternoon. So drop me a line with all that stuff to Gary Davis, afternoon high tea, BBC Radio 1, London W1A 4WW. All right, so it's time now for me to have my tea. Oh, it's great. Look, just look what I've got. A little French stuff. I am now going to have a crepe Suzette. No, don't get the wrong ideas. I got a crepe here. Have you got anything for me to eat it with, please? You can't expect... Thank you, we've got a spoon here. This is nice. So we'll just have a bit of crepe Suzette. That's very nice, with sort of lemon and sugar. I didn't go for any of the fancy ones because I can't really take it. Mmm! That's Someone is showing me a stuffed potato. Oh, that's lovely. Yes, we'll eat that in a minute. Have you got a drink for me, please? Don't you think this music is wonderful? Oh, it's lovely. Right, we're just going to have a drink here. We've got some Camp Essence here. It's iced coffee. Mmm, it's absolutely super. That's very nice. And we've also got some cocktails as well, which I will indulge in, courtesy of Cocktail Crazy. So thank you very much, Cocktail Crazy, for that. And something else that we're also going to be doing around about this time every afternoon is playing you some music from this week's chart, this week's Top 20, 5 years ago. And I'm going to be playing you 4 records a day from that chart. And today we're going to be playing numbers 20 to 17. And at number 20, 5 years ago, 1978, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, and Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Going to get back to my tea now. That's at number 25 years ago, Denise Williams and Johnny Mathis and Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. I'm still having my tea here, and Amanda, our secretary this afternoon, she's looking lovely, giggling away like mad. She's just about to feed me with one of these crazy cocktails, and this is very appropriately called The Exhibitionist. Excuse me a sec.
Mmm.
Oh, that is powerful stuff, yeah. I wonder why it's called The Exhibitionist. Probably because you feel like taking your clothes off after you've had it.
If you change your mind, take a chance, I'm the first in line.
Number 19 in the charts 5 years ago, 1978. That's ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. Number 18 coming up in just a sec. I'm still going through my afternoon high tea. There's so much stuff here. In fact, if I eat everything that I've been given and drink everything I've been given, I don't think I'm going to be able to get out of the exhibition hall here at Earl's Court at all. But talking about food and menus, because a great menu I'm having for tea this afternoon, and a little bit later on we're also going to be talking about holidays as well. The one thing I love when I go abroad, and I don't know whether you notice this, is there's very strange menus that sometimes you get, especially when the foreign hotel or the foreign cafe tries to print their menu in English. And I've got a great one here from Belgium. For example, you could start off with hand and eeg, which sounds very mouth-watering, doesn't it? The second one is rissoles and rees. Actually, it doesn't say that, but I'm going to say what it does. Frightened eegs is also on the menu. There's sausage, eeg and chaps, which is very nice. Battered cod pieces, cream dog nuts for dessert, and you could also have roast apple tart and sauce. There's some great mouth-watering delights there should you go to this certain cafe in Belgium. I've got some more of those menus as well, which I'll be reading out during the rest of the week. But right now, let's go back to 1978 once again. And at number 18 in the charts, a beautiful record from Dan Hill. And Sometimes When We Touch.
DearCheckDownloads.com.